Okay, part three of the season two overview. Now, like I said, we had lots of laughs, and then we got into the end of the season, which is a downer. First was Rack and Ruin. This was actually the first episode that Dragon Rider 17 did for us. And she had been editing for a while, and she decided she wanted to try her hand at an episode, and it's essentially Rack's sister coming back to exact revenge on Willow for the death of her brother. Again, a lot of the season two is dealing with family. I never really noticed before how much it really did deal, or I should say when we were writing it, how much it dealt with family relations. And, you know, whether it's Giles and his new family that's starting out, whether it's Willow and Tara, or Willow and Rowena and a budding relationship as she tries to get over Tara and Ro tries to get over her rape, whether it's a matter of, you know, Faith and her sister Hope. There's lots of things that, also Vi has a twin sister in this one. We find out she has an identical twin sister. And the reason that we actually did this is because we saw pictures of Felicity Day that it didn't look like her. she had the ability to look, you know, different, but we know that it was her. So that's why we kind of went with that episode. Well, wouldn't it be cool to use those pictures so that it looks like she has a twin sister that, you know, does look identical in certain fashion, but really isn't in a way. So really throughout the entire season, it's a matter of family and you know, establishing those relationships. So yes, Rack had a sister, comes looking for a little payback. Willow has to deal with it again. Poor Willow. We just beat the hell out of her, because even after Hell Goddess, she loses her powers. So she doesn't have that magical ability before. We've made her weakened. So one of the reasons that we did it is because we wanted to. two was because she was getting too powerful. And when you can have a character that can kind of like snap her fingers and change the world, you know, how much danger is there, really, for the character? So we kind of took Willow down, that she was going to have her magic stripped of her, and she pretty much had to start again and, you know, regain her sense of self and her sense of magical ability. We also have in this season, halfway through, although it's unknown really to the viewers, Faith has been body swapped. She's been living in a cocoon. So when the end of the season comes about, she manages to break free and get back home. So again, she's has her trauma that she has to deal with going into this final battle. And with the Ragnarok, for our finale, there's really lots of things that happen in this. Giles' family gets larger. He has a daughter that they name Elizabeth. And I like the idea of Buffy coming in for the finale, but instead of actually being part of the action, she's actually the one that's there for Becca and delivers Giles' daughter. So again, it comes down to, I think, that family aspect of, you know, Buffy in a way has been the surrogate daughter of Giles. So, you know, now she's helped bring this other daughter into the world for him, that, you know, he will also love and nurture. And I like that connection that Buffy still had to the Giles family. We also get to see Robin loses a leg in this final battle. Again, that was another choice of, here's a guy who is, you know, very athletic, who could keep up with Faith. And, you know, what do we do when you know, he's suffered this physical issue, and how is he going to juggle that and manage that? Because we decided when we were around at season two, we would give season three a try. we'd brought in a lot of new writers, like I said, with Kai and Faith 730 and Dan, and they all said, let's go for it. Let's do season three. So we knew by the time that the finale aired that there was other aspects like Robin's leg, things like that we wanted to explore in season three. So in the end, like I said, when it comes back to the final battle, since we did make sure that the Presidium constantly kept an eye on the Watchers, they did have interactions with their agents, coming to wreak havoc with them. It made more sense in the end that the Presidium would essentially give up. And that's really, putting it as simple as possible. but really, when you look at the season as a whole, and you see everything that's happened, how it all ties together, you realize that that is the logical conclusion of what happens with this Presidium storyline. Now again, this is, like I said, I wanted to end this Presidium storyline here. I didn't want anybody coming back and, you know, wreaking havoc and going back to another big bad of the Presidium again. I wanted to go into a new direction. We, you know, been there, done that. Let's get it over and finished with. But all in all, I like the way that the season turned out on a whole, because as David mentioned in his podcast of season four, it's not so much serendipity that all these episodes just kind of fit together. It really is a matter of taking each episode and reading it over, finding out what layers, you know, and can kind of go together to merge to tell a story. Because usually we would get like three or four episodes coming in at a time in each run. So I had the luxury of being able to take all these people's different stories and kind of weaving them together so that they would be able to tell a coherent story, but also that there would be like a central theme that kind of goes over with what we're doing each year. So like I said, season two really was about establishment. It was really about giving the Watchers verse this sense of continuality, and also being able to do something, you know, fresh and original that wasn't being done in Buffy or in Angel or, you know, in some other kind of related Buffyverse thing. We wanted to establish our own direction with own characters and, you know, still have that feel that if you're watching it, it is a continuation of Buffy, but it's not an identical carbon copy to Buffy. And I think that we achieved that. I think that you know, it worked well in season two. And like I said, a lot of these things that I mentioned build upon the other episodes of the other seasons. So when I get to the other ones, I will talk about that. But for now, I'll shut up. You've listened long enough. but thank you again for reading the seasons, in particular season two. I hope you all get a chance to see it if you haven't. And if you have read it, what the heck? Read them again and go down memory lane. You know, we'd love to hear what your thoughts are on them. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.